Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. While I'm doing this and that and the other thing at the very same time, I'm having a great time on The Jeremiah Show, the greatest show in the history of the world. For the love of God, subscribe. No, seriously, subscribe.
It's The Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on music icons, pop culture, and food gods, we're bringing you the hottest guests from around the globe with your music business authority, LA personal development commentator, Mike Gormley. The Jeremiah Show is sound designed by master sound engineer, Dr. D. He's a restaurant and bar fixer. He's opened and fixed over 200 restaurants, bars, and hotels. He's a partner with legendary drummer Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui. And he's your radio host. Step aside, Superman, from A Race Around the Sun, Jeremiah.
Welcome to the circus. Welcome to the show. Dr. D and I having too much fun. As usual, huh, Dr. D?
Oh, good heavens. You know, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey, were they still to be in business?
Well, that's why they're out of business. We ran them out of business.
We ran them out because we're having more fun than they are. And we don't have any animal acts. And now, folks, don't you dare go there by saying, well, what about you two?
Well, the circus in this town never leaves.
That is true. Where is this particular train going today? Because I'd like to keep it on the rails, because a lot of shows I do, it gets off the rails really fast.
You're always trying to keep us on the rails. I do appreciate that sometimes, Dr. D, but sometimes I feel like you're a little bit of a taskmaster. I just want to have fun. It's the first,
we talk about it every year.
We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but It is basically fall now, right after Labor Day.
Well, it's unofficially fall.
When is it officially fall?
21st of September.
Did you say September?
September.
When is it officially winter? Do you know?
The 21st. Usually it's the 21st of December.
How do you know all these things?
Well, first of all, because it's something that I have made myself very aware of. But number two, especially with the winter thing, that is my wedding anniversary.
Oh, can't forget that.
No. Don't you dare.
It's not a cold winter.
Or it will be a cold winter if I forget that.
Hey, you like seafood, right?
I actually do. I really, really do.
What's your favorite?
Well, oh, wow. I'm going to say it's a toss-up between shrimp and a really well-seared ahi tuna.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you hear about this guy who ate at a restaurant? He ran up a tab.
Uh-oh.
With all seafood.
Uh-oh.
$621 at a seafood restaurant. He had two lobsters, 21 vodka oyster shots.
Vodka oyster? Okay.
Yeah. Baby octopus.
Aww.
A lot of beer.
Apparently. Yeah.
This is on the Gold Coast in Australia. And instead of paying for it, he realized or decided he didn't want to pay for it or couldn't pay for it.
Uh-oh.
He ran straight down the beach and jumped into the ocean after he consumed $621 worth of alcohol and seafood. He refused to come back to the shore. So police had to get on jet skis, and they were sent after them, and they arrested him out there in the ocean.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that funny?
Well, I can certainly appreciate his tenacity.
Well, no, he is even more bold than that, Dr. D.
Uh-oh.
He complained that the lobsters were overcooked after he got arrested. Oh, boy.
Okay, we'll take that off the tab. Now it's only $500 and some odd. Of course, I don't know what lobsters go for. I know they sell them by the pound, right?
They probably didn't believe him after he got arrested and ran out on the bill.
But, well, yeah. But that's not considered a dime and dash. That's considered a suck it down and swim.
Let's add that to the excuses now.
Oh,
instead of
my
dine and dash.
God.
That's funny. Hey, well, who doesn't like a tequila festival?
I'm going to tell you about tequila.
You were going to tell me a tequila story when I brought
yes.
that up. Go ahead and tell you.
I am not a tequila drinker. Now, margaritas, that's about as close to tequila as I've gotten until I went to the Santa Barbara Foresters Championships.
Who are the Santa Barbara Foresters for our friends in Ireland?
In Ireland, well, you know, in Ireland,
here, in the Russian Republic.
It's Russian, and we are going to take over one of these days the baseball scene. Vodka. I'm not vodka. Tequila. You got me on.
You've already had too much vodka.
I've already had
today.
Too much, yes.
You had too much of that wine spritzer.
I went to the Santa Barbara Foresters, who are a semi-pro college team that mm-hmm. plays every season, every June and July. They won their 9th World Series, and it was back-to-back. They won last year, too.
Wow.
And so we were at their celebration, and there was a vendor there, if you want to call him a vendor, who makes his own tequila. And I wish I could remember the name. I will have to get a hold of Drew Wakefield, who hosts one of the other programs on this station, Cork and Fork 805. This guy was serving shots of his tequila, and I thought, what the heck, you know, I'm willing to try it, even though I'm not a tequila drinker. This stuff was so smooth. There was just the most beautiful warmth going down. It was wonderful. Nothing harsh about it. I had a second shot. It was really good.
I'm looking it up here for you. Yeah. See if I can find it.
Yeah.
It's not Herradura.
Well, it's done locally.
Yes.
Here in San, it could be.
For the Foresters.
Okay, yeah.
Where was it at?
It was at the Carriage Museum.
Okay, so Tequila Carriage Museum.
Yeah.
See if it's there.
That's a new tequila, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming up with ourselves. Tequila Carriage. Carriage Tequila.
Yeah, I don't know.
But well,
anyways, it was good. If anybody knows, call in or shoot us an email.
Really?
Again, he had as I too said, much. He cannot remember the name.
Yeah. As I said, I'm not a tequila drinker. And I know people who knock back shots of whatever, the Jose Cuervo and so on and so forth. This was really, it was, you could sip it or you could shoot it. It didn't make any difference. It was delicious. I mean, when have you ever had anybody say about a spirit that it was delicious? No.
No, not
that. That was good, man. That was smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth. So tell me about tequila that you have in this story.
This mixes two things that I love. I'm a vodka drinker. If
okay.
I do drink, I don't drink that often.
I like vodka,
but
too.
When I do.
Uh-huh.
But I do like a good tequila. There's nothing like a good warm tequila buzz. You know, you're just nice and friendly and happy until you have three,
and then
the gloves come off and you start fighting your best friend.
That's right.
But this mixes two things that I do love: tequila and a good cause.
Okay.
Who doesn't like a good cause? We love a good cause.
Absolutely.
On the Jeremiah Show.
Absolutely.
So the Andres E. Maria Cardenas Family Foundation presents La Tequila Fest. It's actually LA Tequila Fest.
LA Tequila Fest,
yes,
okay.
Andres E. Maria Cardenas Family Foundation. So the Andres E. Maria Cardenas Family Foundation is proud to announce, Dr. Mm-hmm. D, its third annual LA Tequila Fest.
Oh, wow. Third annual.
Third annual. This happens coming up, so you have not missed it. September 25th, it's at the Los Angeles State Historic Park.
Oh, wow.
So LA Tequila Fest, I'll tell you a little bit about it. You got to mark your calendar. You got to go check this out. It's a good cause. Some great tequilas sponsored here are represented. It's the foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit scholarship foundation. For over 23 years, the AMCFF has been providing scholarships to students who personally and who personify
mm-hmm. who personify
the values of hard work, just like you, mm-hmm. Dr. D.
Okay.
Just like you.
Thank you.
Hard work, perseverance, and commitment to the community. So each year, the AMCFF gives between 30 to 40 scholarships, which have equated to over $1.3 million and over 800 scholars, an effort to create generational change amongst the most unserved and underserved communities in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So tequila enthusiasts will have the opportunity to come together and enjoy the there's over 40 brands
Wow.
At this festival.
See, that's the other thing that blows me away, is how many different, and I would venture someone who really enjoys tequila would be able to tell the difference between each one of the 40, because each one's going to have its own uniqueness.
There are different characteristics. Yeah. Just like a vodka, you know, if you did a taste of the vodkas together, or bourbons. I mean, there are different characteristics. One of the brands is Mandala. It's an award-winning small batch premium tequila with offerings like Extra Añejo. Mandala presents elegance with a great body, with 7 years of aging in French oak barrels. You ever had anything that's like a good bourbon oaked and aged in French oak barrels?
I can't honestly say that I have. The closest probably would have been an imported scotch I was given on my 21st birthday. And I found out I didn't care much for scotch.
Well, you put it in 7-Up, though, didn't you?
I did. You remember that. I did.
I do remember that.
And folks, look, don't give me any grief over it, because you have to understand.
Send your grief to drd@thejeremiahshow.com.
You're familiar with scotch and soda, right?
Send grief.
Who was that? Send grief to me, yes. In cash.
Send grief. Extra grief in cash.
That's right. You do know about scotch and soda, right? Well, yeah. Who was the first person who thought it was a great idea to mix scotch and soda?
So is that what happened? You thought it meant literally scotch and soda, any type of soda? That's what happened, wasn't it?
I hadn't even thought of it that way, but that's how it happened.
That's how it happened. We'll
that's
go with
how
that.
It happened, kids. Yes, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
They've got Cazadores, which is one of my favorites. High quality, 100% agave tequila. In 1922, the perfect recipe for a bold Highland tequila was created by Don Jose Maria Buñuelos.
A good try.
How did I do?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
The recipe was developed in Arandas. Oh, my God. Why don't I bring on interesting topics here that I cannot pronounce.
It would have been worse if you'd spelled it, okay? Because
I'm so sorry to all our friends in Mexico.
That's right.
For me just butchering.
They may let you across
hometown.
The border, and then again, they may not. But well, go ahead. Continue.
It's in the it's a community in the Los Altos region of Jalisco, where tequila Cazadores is still made. A lot of great tequila here. So you're going to have to check it out for yourself. Why? I mean, it's no fun if I just tell you what we've got there. Go down there. Check it out for yourself. September 25th. Again, it's down at the Los Angeles State Historic Park. It's the LA Tequila Fest. It's also going to include live performances, Dr. D. We like those.
Oh, yeah.
Good music.
Especially now.
Jenna Red and Stephanie. Okay. I am doing a new thing here.
Okay.
Where when I can't, because I'm just tired of butchering these names week after week. So I'm going to actually play how to pronounce off of Google.
Okay. Hey.
But I closed the window on Stephanie. Loaiza, I believe.
Loaiza.
Stephanie, so sorry if I messed that up. It's a very difficult pronunciation.
She's a musician, right?
She is a musician. She is LA's top female DJ.
We could actually offer her an opportunity to appear here.
She can actually
on the Jeremiah
tell us
show.
How to say her last name correctly.
Exactly.
Jenna Red was the first female DJ to ever make it to the finale of the McDonald's and Complex magazine flavor battles in 2013. Stephanie L, I'm going to call her, has been the headlining DJ for the hottest upscale venues and has worked with such brands as Porsche, Bloomingdale's, and Macy's.
Wow.
So this event not only has great tequila, but great music. It's about the community coming together. Everybody's going to be enjoying great food on this day, September 25th, with great tequila, great friends. And at the very end of the day, the sun will set.
Yes.
And this will benefit so many families in the community.
That's what I love to hear, those kind of stories.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
So, for more information about LA Tequila Fest, Dr. D, you can go to their website.
Which is?
LATequilaFest.com.
Okay.
And I'm not finished. Okay. Follow LA Tequila Fest on social media. Go to Facebook, LA Tequila Festival. You can go to Instagram and find them at LA Tequila Fest. And to learn more about the AMCFF, please visit CardenasFoundation.org. I'll spell that for you. CardenaS Foundation.org. So coming up September 16th, we're celebrating Mexican Independence Day. You can kind of hear a theme here today in the fall. We're celebrating Mexican Independence Day. We're celebrating great tequilas. We're celebrating great culture.
Mm-hmm.
So join El Carmen. Have you been to El Carmen in Los Angeles?
I have not.
Okay, this is one of the coolest bars. It's one of the coolest bars that you will never hear about and really hard to find. It's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if they have a sign over the door.
Right.
It's in the LA. I can't even remember if it's on La Cienega or right off La Cienega. I've only been twice. It's a very, very cool bar. If you're in LA this weekend, go check it out, or anytime. It's a great place to duck in and grab a handcrafted cocktail. Very, very small. There's not a lot of seating. Hard to find. Once you're in, though, it's homey. The staff is amazing. The cocktails, the drinks are incredible. Let me tell you about it. They're going to celebrate Mexican Independence Day at the El Carmen. Again, it's a historic Los Angeles tequila bar and taqueria. They're going to be celebrating the Mexican Independence Day on the 16th of September. Let me tell you a bit about this I'm going to call it a dive bar because okay. It really is.
Yeah.
But
it's okay. I think that's fine.
I love dive bars. In its early years and under the ownership of founder. Okay, here's where I'm going to.
Just go slow.
I'm going to hold on. How to pronounce. Hold on.
Uh-huh.
See, the thing I didn't factor in about this is what I can't pronounce it, and then I go find how to pronounce it. It takes a moment, so just stay with me.
Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, while he is searching there, you are listening to The Jeremiah Show here on this fine station, as well as a podcast that is up there on the JeremiahShow.com. Yes, indeed. And we hope that you will continue to listen.
Thanks
to
for that program. Stall. That was a very nice little intermission.
Well, we should try.
Done, we should have
we,
done a little
we try
song
to support,
that.
We try to support up-and-coming stars.
All right. So in its early years and under the ownership of founder.
You keep turning on the microphone. Your speaker.
I know. I'm playing the name.
Okay.
Encarnacion.
No, that won't work.
That won't work for us. All right. Encarnacion.
Mm-hmm.
Elias Gomez, El Carmen, was frequented by luminaries that included Busby Berkeley, Cecil B. DeMille.
Wow.
Boris Karloff.
Oh.
Ricardo Montalban. Oh, Nat King Cole. Loretta Young. Diego Rivera. Mario Lanza and Vincent Price.
Ooh.
The bar has been there a long time.
Great,
it's a great
stuff.
Little
yeah.
place to tuck away. In its early years and under the ownership of founder Encarnacion, Elias Gomez, every year El Carmen attracts new generations of devotees who experience the space as seen through the creative lens of restaurateur and hotelier Sean McPherson. Dr. D. Sean McPherson, in case you haven't heard of him, is the man who shaped downtown New York City and Los Angeles. Sean McPherson is a laid-back, as you would imagine, Southern California guy with two surfer parents, famous surfer parents. But he has changed the landscape of downtown Manhattan and Los Angeles with his empire of restaurants and hotels. Instant icons are the Waverly Hotel, the Waverly Inn, the Bowery, the Ludlow, and he's now overseeing renovation of the famous Chelsea Hotel. So he's the owner of El Carmen. Guests that come in and dine at El Carmen will enjoy Hidalgo's Grito, a cocktail specifically created for the occasion. They'll have also their classic margaritas, their Modelos, tacos, asada, pollo, and papas for $3 each. There's a lively mariachi band. That I would not be too thrilled about. I'll take some aspirin.
not everybody likes everything, really. So it's okay.
I'm sorry. I just don't. 7 to 9 p.m.
But it's still going to be a lot of fun had by all.
Check them out, El Carmen, on Instagram. But you got to go in person. You really do have to experience El Carmen once in your life, if not many, many times.
This is not a Zoom event, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, it is not a Zoom event.
It's not an Instagram event. It's not a Facebook.
Exactly.
Get there live. But if you want to check it out, go to Instagram at El Carmen LA. Okay, we've got to take a break, but
yes,
I want to talk about our good friends here in town at Acme Hospitality. There's some good stuff coming up. And when we come back from the break, let's talk about where you should go this week.
Absolutely. Okay.
It's a nice fall weekend. Love it.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ann Hitch, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. We are Ann
and Heather,
and we are better together.
My name's Danny Trejo, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. And on it, I'm talking about my cookbook, Awesome. I got a documentary coming out, a record called Satisfy My Soul. Check it out. Trejo's music, Jeremiah, you're loved, Holmes.
The Jeremiah Show, your show to hear the best new music and exclusive artist interviews. You won't hear personal interviews like these anywhere else.
Hi, this is Johnny Valenti. I'm the owner of Birdland Jazz Club in New York City. For nearly four decades, going dark during the global pandemic taught me how important the arts, especially music, are to each of our cultures and our health. Musicians literally bring life and joy to our daily lives. Radio shows that support musicians and music, like The Jeremiah Show, are so important in keeping music alive. I hope that you will keep listening and supporting musicians. Please support the music. And please come and visit me at Birdland when you're in New York City. Thank you.
Hi, this is Hunter Hawkins. You can listen to my debut EP, Phase, at hunterhawkins.live, and that is my website. And you can support my film. I'm a young filmmaker, up and coming, at that link as well, hunterhawkins.live. And all my social medias are hunterhawkins.live as well. And thank you for joining us on The Jeremiah Show.
I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station. What is rock and roll?
Welcome back to The Jeremiah Show. We've got Big Lou's on the line. Big Lou is almost too big for The Jeremiah Show anymore. He's got his own radio
That's
show
right.
now, Dr. D.
My gosh.
Big Lou is Big Lou in all, big in all ways, muscles.
Oh, I know.
But now he's got the head to match. Big head.
I'm not a hoarder, but I gravitate towards things that have done me well.
Yeah.
With that being said, I still have a few pairs of pants. If you can believe it, people, who's listening, who's following, who's watching, this is not a fabrication or embellishment of the truth. It is what it is. And what it is I still have a few pair of pants from the 90s that I still wear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, he's in shape, is what he's saying here, Dr. D.
Yeah.
He's reminding us that the reason none of our pants fit is because we are not in shape, is Big Lou here. Fit Lou, what? Big Lou, he's the man. He's got his own radio show, and well-deserved now,
I know.
Sports
shocking.
Lounge.
Just shocking.
The Sports Lounge. Yeah. And we had to go through, this is for the listeners out there, Big Lou, you know, has always been a friend. He's always come on the show, and whatever you need, I'll be there.
Yeah.
We had to go through two managers. Five PR companies.
It's ridiculous.
An agent, his mom, and his cousin, just to get him on the show this time.
Of which, you know, it's funny. Of which, my mom, bless her heart, she still has a rotary phone, and she only has channels 2 through 13, and sometimes 4 and 5 will work.
Oh, wow.
If you fix the antenna for her.
That's right.
If
that's
I fix the antenna for her, I stand on one foot and stick my finger in my ear, and that's how we get reception.
Yeah. Well, we have to bring your mom and my mom on this Thanksgiving. It's time. And,
oh, yeah.
And we have to both have them to make their famous pies for us.
That's right. That's
so we're going to have to get your mom set up on Zoom or something. Mm-hmm. We'll have to go.
God willing, you know, I'll tell you, I'm the baby of my family, and, you know, my mom has been blessed to see 87 years
wow.
in this crazy place we call Earth and the world and life. And, you know, if she would be absolutely flabbergasted to get on the radio. She'll probably just stare at the mic and not say a word, which is funny because, you know, my mom was the first lady of the church, my father being a pastor. So she is used to being in front of large crowds of people, singing in front of people on the radio, records, the whole 9 yards. But it's been so long. She's been so far removed from being so active in the church. So she's still trying to grasp hold of the magnitude of everything that's happening with the radio show. She doesn't really understand it per se. She's just like, where can I listen to it? I'm like, oh, mom, well, you know, I have to bring the phone over to you. We got to, you know, we're outside of she's outside of the coverage area for AM 1290 KZSB.
Well,
so I have to.
Does she have a computer? Does she have
no? A computer? Did you not hear? Rotary phone.
I know, but I thought maybe she may have an iPad next to her rotary phone.
He took shot and missed.
I'll tell you, she has a pad next to her, but it's not an iPad. Let me tell you.
All right, we're gonna figure that out. Well, maybe we'll have to bring the broadcast.
Yeah.
We'll bring the broadcast to her.
Oh, I like that.
But
now, live on location at Mrs. Jones' house. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Okay. Hey, Big Lou, man, I am so proud of you. You got your own radio show now. You're doing such great guests that you've had on already. I just can't wait to hear more. And it's such a great show to catch up after the weekend
mm-hmm.
with the best plays, the best games of the weekend every Monday at noon here on this station, KZSB 1290. And you've got a lot of other things happening within the show. So tell us a little bit about the show and the format and why you decided to do the show.
Well, first of all, let me send a big shout out to you, Jeremiah, and Dr. D, and Les Carroll for making all of this come through and come true and happen for me. I couldn't be happier. You know, now I literally have a microphone in the platform. So like it or not, people, you're going to have to listen to me, and you're going to like it, too.
Let me tell you, you do not argue with Big Lou, okay?
Yeah, she
you
do not want to argue with him. Coming into your home, into your back seat, into your front seat.
Oh, yeah.
He's there. He's coming.
Absolutely. We're very excited. Very excited to have you on the station, but also very excited just to have the opportunity to hear from a lot of these athletes that you know, that you have probably played with, especially in your college days, and
oh, yeah.
You already have that rapport, which is very cool.
You know, that's a great way to segue into the essence of the show, and I was so very fortunate to have that experience to go to University of Washington on that full football scholarship at the time that I was there. You know, I was there 90 through 94. I left March of 95. And, you know, that was some of the greatest teams in University of Washington history and in college football history itself. in 91, as you guys know, we won that national championship, or there's still debate about we. They had to split the championship with Miami. We'll get into that later. But we did go undefeated that season as well, and that was one of the greatest teams in college football history. Definitely the greatest team in University of Washington history. And during that journey, I was so fortunate to play with some of the greatest guys out there and also play against some of the best. And in football, just like going through fraternal or sorority organizations, you know, you build a certain bond with these guys, obviously on your team, but just guys around the country that you're having this experience with. And it's such an experience that if you're not there, if you don't go through it, you really can't understand it or comprehend why that brotherhood is so strong around the country. And it's because of the things that we go through, good, bad, indifferent, the good times, the bad times, the heartaches, the bumps, the bruises, the rehab, the injuries. It's something that we share. It's a common thing. And again, you appreciate the hard work that, you know, your competitors on the other side of the other side of the map are doing as well. And that's what makes it so fun. You know, that's the essence of sportsmanship, in my opinion, is you want to play against the best when they're at their best. And when it's all said and done, when the dust settles and the chips fall, you can look across the field and shake hands with that person. That is the sportsmanship. And I did that against some of the best that are out there. And I was so fortunate. And I'm going to use that connection and that relationship to give the Sports Lounge a little bit more vibe and that certain je ne sais quoi, if you would. That's about all the French I know. I don't even know if that's French, but I'm going to throw it out there.
Let me look up how to pronounce that.
That's right.
Right. Well, how to spell it would be a little bit more difficult than to pronounce it, for sure. But yeah, you know, I was lucky and you know, I saw, like, Eddie George was at Ohio State still when we went there to play those guys, and he was still, I think he was even a sophomore, a freshman or sophomore when I saw Eddie George the first time in college. And look at what he's done now, you know, and what a great person to have, you know, at some point to get onto the show. And because of what we shared going through that football experience, college and beyond, that's the type of relationship that you want to cultivate that can come on to something like my show now, my radio show, and just talk shop. You know, I mean, that's what a sports radio show is. We talk stats, we talk current events, and then we talk about what's coming up in the future and what happened in the past to give our listeners a better perspective as to what's going on. And, you know, for our newer listeners who might not really be football enthusiasts, this is how we get them to understand the game a little better. We just talk shop.
Well, I love. Sorry.
Go ahead, Jerome.
No, finish your thought.
I was going to use that to, and that's, you know, kind of how we segue into the show and our segments. You know, like, you know, some people work on the weekend, some people try to look at the game. So the format of the show is going to basically come out as, and some days we're going to have different segments in the show, but the staple of the show will be, we're going to always open the show with the segment that's called Red Zone Recap. Red Zone Recap is pretty much just as it sounds. We're going to recap all the games from the weekend, talk about the best players and, you know, some of the worst players, but giving our listeners who didn't have an opportunity to see all the games that they would like to have, or, you know, didn't get a chance to see all the replays, we're going to go ahead and rehash all those scores and highlights for them in Red Zone Recap, which will also dive into our next segment, which will be the Rookie Roundup. And again, if people have been listening and following, and it's really not hard to, I mean, it's a lot of rookie controversy that's going on right now in the NFL. We're going to talk about that because a lot of people are interested to see what's going on with these rookies that are stepping up to take over some of these organizations and these football teams. Just to give you an example, Mac Jones and Cam Newton were going back and forth in New England at the quarterback position. Well, if you were not paying attention, I'm going to get you up to speed right now. Bill Belichick, in his usual form, not rare form, Bill Belichick is known for doing what just happened. Cut Cam Newton, Mac Jones is now the number one quarterback in New England. So in terms of Rookie Roundup, that controversy has been knocked down and settled. It's ironed out. Pen has been put to paper now. It's Mac Jones's offense now. Cam Newton is actually, I think he's still looking for a job somewhere. Somebody's going to obviously sign Cam Newton and bring him in, but right now it's Mac Jones's to lose. Again, same thing. Trevor Lawrence, we know what happened there with Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, quarterback competition, him and Gardner Minshew are getting into it, but the Jacksonville Jaguars, they pulled the plug on Gardner Minshew a few weeks back. He is already out of Jacksonville now. It's now Trevor Lawrence's to lose.
And that's just a taste of what you will hear on Big Lou's Sports Lounge, noon Mondays, right here on AM 1290, KZSB, your sports station for Big Lou and the Sports Lounge. And now back to Jeremiah.
Dr. D's jumping in there, Louis, because we got to take a real quick break. He gave up on me. He asked me to take a break 4 minutes ago, and I'm like, I'm too fascinated by Big Lou and the Sports Lounge. Okay, so let's take that quick break, Lou, and then we'll get the rest of the show. Do we have any time left for the show, Dr. D? We have a few
next
minutes.
Next to nothing. A few minutes.
A few minutes. So we'll be right back with Big Lou, man, the Sports Lounge. You got to check it out, AM 1290 on Mondays at noon.
This is the Daniel Emmett Show. I've stolen this moment from our host, Jeremiah. He's asked me to give you the title of the song, Che vuole questa musica stasera? And that is a song that I fell in love with when I heard it for the first time, used in a soundtrack of the movie The Man from U.N.C.L.E. back, I believe it was in the mid-2010s, and just had to record it, and it is going to be a part of my upcoming album releasing later this year.
Nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Now don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, 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 on by. You know love is better than a song. Love is where all of us belong.
This is Miles Copeland. Yeah, I just had the honor of speaking to the Jeremiah Show. Who would have believed that little old me would have the opportunity to speak on such a prestigious show? And they even talked about my book, my memoir, Two Steps Forward, One Step Back, My Life in the Music Business. So it was a great pleasure to be on that show.
The Jeremiah Show, the only place to hear the Mike Gormley host interview series, bringing you iconic music business managers, musicians, and the players who have created your favorite music from 1960 to the 2000s. Find all of Mike's past interviews in the Jeremiah Show music catalog on thejeremiahshow.com or your favorite podcast sites.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Big Lou joins us right now. Big Lou's got his own show, his own radio show here on AM 1290 KZSB. It's called The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Big Lou, welcome back. Exciting.
Good to be here.
There's a lot of congratulations on your new show, and exciting. Tonight is very exciting. The 2021 NFL kickoff. What should we watch for?
Listen, people. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say it one time. There's going to be a lot of debate about it, but the greatest day of the year is tonight, because NFL season kicks off officially. Game one to start the 2021 season, Thursday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Man, I'm excited. All in football, Dr. D.
If you haven't been following and watching and paying attention, we know what happened last season with the Dallas Cowboys losing Dak Prescott. And for those of you who are football fans and enthusiasts, I'm going to teach you something right now that you might think you know. Some of you might know. Some of you might not know. But the quarterback play is such a huge position, and you see what happens when you take the quarterback out of the equation, that being Dak Prescott. Last year, Ezekiel Elliott had a mediocre year at best. I think the buzzword is a pedestrian year, if you will.
That's pretty low.
Yeah.
It's because you don't have a threat at quarterback. So typically in football, right, if there's no threat to throw the ball, then we're going to stack the box, meaning we're going to put a bunch of guys up on the line of scrimmage and take your number one guy out of the equation. So for Dallas, losing Dak Prescott, who's their number one guy? Ezekiel Elliott. So they stacked the box, and Ezekiel Elliott had a very difficult time being effective last season, and we saw the results. I'm just really bitter, if you guys want the truth, because I had him on my fantasy football team last year, and he just tanked me. I was so mad. But that's a whole nother story.
Well, now you got a platform, like you said. You can pay him back a little.
And folks, if you don't think this guy knows what he's talking about, then check him out. I'm not a big sports fan as far as following all of the intricacies, the stats, and the players.
Well, we're going to learn, Dr. D.
We're
in the sports lounge with Big Lou. We're going to learn. I'm not either.
Yeah, but for me, it's baseball, okay? But I don't follow the stats and those kinds of things. I just love the game. And I know Big Lou loves football.
Loves the game.
So there you go.
I'll tell you. Football for me is like chess. I'm a huge fan of chess as well. And as we know, chess goes back, you know, thousands and thousands of years to the point where, you know, different armies would plot and plan how they're going to attack via chessboard.
Yeah.
Football is no different. We find strengths, we find weaknesses, we find things that we can take advantage of and exploit. And that's the defense. Same thing on the offensive side of the ball. You find your mismatches, you find where you can exploit and where you got to protect, and then we execute those things.
Yeah, by the way, I understand NBC is going to start a new show. It's a new a survival program. It's called Contact Chess. With pads and
extreme
helmets.
Chess?
Extreme chess. You like that?
I love it.
With Big Lou. Don't forget to put the Big Lou tag on it.
Big Lou on there.
Hey, I just wanted to say a couple things real quick. Fall, we were talking about fall before you got on, Big Lou. The fall is our, Dr. D, and our favorite time of year.
Yeah.
Holidays are coming.
Yeah.
The weather cools down. Mm-hmm. It's just a good time in the world right now, right? I mean, there's a lot of going on, but the fall, when we hit the fall, we know good things are coming. Family, friends, football.
Yeah.
Fall and football, right?
It's the three F's in life that matter. Family, friends,
and
football. And depending upon who's saying it, not necessarily in that order.
That's true.
And I wanted to let our listeners know, Big Lou, of why, you know, they may have seen on the podcast sites, your show is uploaded with our podcast, The Jeremiah Show. Mm-hmm. The reason being is that Big Lou invited Dr. D to produce on the back end the show. So I am going to really learn about sports. I'm looking forward to it. I'm learning so much from Big Lou.
Yeah.
I don't know. He probably could have found an executive producer that knows something about sports, but he said he's... I think he just looked around the room and there I was, and he said, okay, you're it.
You.
But anyway, that's why. So listen to Big Lou's shows when we upload them on our podcast site. We'll be doing that for a little while until he tells us to stop. But he's also got his show, The Sports Lounge with Big Lou, is up on SoundCloud, and very shortly will be up on Apple, iHeart, Spotify. Just takes a couple weeks to have it RSS feed out and get it all set up. But look for that on his site or our site, his Facebook page, his Instagram, The Sports Lounge with Big Lou. Thanks for joining us, Lou. We really appreciate it. I know for your very first show, you had Don Willis, assistant coach for Santa Barbara City College Vaqueros football team, and you had last week Kevin Battle, the Giltinis.
Major League Rugby.
They just won the championship.
Yeah, that's fun. They just, first year in existence here in Los Angeles, and the Giltinis win a championship.
American Ninja Warriors, we don't know who the winner is. It's this Monday night. Tune in on NBC, Monday night the 13th. I think it's 8-9 Central. The show, American Ninja Warriors, find out who wins that show. And Big Lou already has the winner whom none of us know who that is yet.
Right.
He or she is booked. He's booked on the Sports Lounge on the 20th. So look forward to that.
People, please be good people and do the right thing, right? Save yourself the trouble. You don't have to search on your phone while you're driving and put yourself at greater risk than you already are while driving on the road. Just tune in. It's real simple. Tune in. Find me, the Sports Lounge with Big Lou, right? Go to the Jeremiah Show. It'll be on there. And he already said all the sites, SoundCloud, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify. It's going to be on all the podcast sites as well. But I want you to hear me live as well. Tune in. I'm going to have segments on the show where you can call in and we can be interactive. Look, it's a sports talk show. It can't work if I'm not talking with people. I want to talk with you. I want to relate with you. Mm-hmm. I want you guys to be a part of the show because we're going to do this together and make this thing grow and have a good time doing it together. Nice. That's what it's all about.
Fantastic.
Well, it's all about. Right. All right. Thanks, Big Lou. Can't wait to hear next week. And you have been listening to the Jeremiah Show. Communicate, listen more, and evolve. Have a great week, everybody. Here comes Anne Heche. Film series Behind the Curtain with Anne Heche, where she talks about her and Harrison Ford. All right.
It's the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. I'm Art Alex Hux from the band Everclear, and we're going to be on tour this summer on the Summerland Tour 2021 with Everclear, Living Color, Hoobastank, and Wheatus. Hope to see you guys out there. Take care.
Something deep inside of me. So you can take your midnight rambling boys, and you can keep your winding roads. She's living inside my heart now. Living inside.
It is Cam Anthony here. Make sure you find me on Spotify, where you can find all of my latest music. And make sure you tune in to The Jeremiah Show.
Check out The Jeremiah Show Facebook and YouTube pages for exclusive videos of our Jeremiah Show guest interviews.
Hi, this is Jerry Brown, also known as Jerry the Gov Brown. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show, and I'm going to give you some info. Okay, here we go.
love me like you say you love me. Love me like you say you do. Love me, baby, in the sunshine. Love me from moon to moon. Believe me, baby, now I love you the best. When you love me, now I won't have me good. Oy. Over, over, over loving you.
You're behind the curtain with Ann Heche. This is the TJS Radio Special Ann Heche Film Series. We're exploring 11 of Ann's best works with who else? Ann Heche. In the South Pacific island of Makatea, career-driven magazine editor Robin Monroe, played by Ann Heche, is on a week-long vacation getaway with her boyfriend, Frank Martin, played by David Schwimmer. A work assignment in neighboring Tahiti requires Robin to hire a cargo plane piloted by that cantankerous Quinn Harris, played by Harrison Ford. But when a powerful storm forces Quinn to make an emergency landing on a nearby deserted island, the dissimilar pair learn to set aside their differences in order to find rescue. 6 days, seven nights.
Well, you work with the masters, okay? And I was not a person who understood the masters nor knew them. You are a witness to something that you only exists in fantasy of anything, even hearing about a movie or seeing a movie. I saw Harrison Ford in Star Wars, but I didn't see another movie for 5 years. These themes, you know, going to your mind, how do those people do that? It's part of why art is so interesting, because it triggers others to be compelled to, like, say, wait, there's more. I can do more. I can do this. So after the hilarity of actually getting hired over in Nicole Kidman for a movie with Harrison Ford, I arrive on my first day on the set, and we're in Hawaii. Kauai, also amazing. I'm brought to the set, and it's one of our first scenes. Once we're on the island, and and, you know, we do a two shot, but structurally there's like a wide shot. Okay, great. It's Ann and Harrison getting off the plane. Okay, but, you know, it's a two shot close. Then it gets into close ups. Harrison goes first. And, you know, of course, duh. Well, the reason he goes first is because he doesn't want to do more than one take. So he looks, and this is also something that doesn't happen anymore these days. He does a take, and then he goes back to the monitors where all of the director and all the crew are sitting looking to see that it's perfect. They play it back for him. If he thinks it's perfect, he moves on. He does not need another take. Now the camera turns. It's my close-up. They roll film. I do the scene. And he goes, all right, you're looking at me with two eyes. I need you to look at me with one. I said, I don't even know how to do that. Is that like an actor's like trick? Like, I don't know. I have two eyes. What do I do? He goes, no, you. Now here's the thing. When you're looking at me this close up, I can see your eyes moving between my eyes. Like you're going, it looks like you're crazy. Now just look at one eye. The camera, okay, is here. I need you to look at this eye. I was like, I can never do that. He's like, do you want to be a movie star? I was like, well, I mean, depending, like, I'm not sure. I'll do it my way and you do it yours. He said, good, let's do it your way and I'll do it mine. Okay, that roll. Covered his eye. That I was, so I only looked at this one. He's like, you done doing it your way? Come and see what happens. So we went back to the monitor and he showed me the difference. And what he said was, the thing is, you've got a lot to say, girl, but you're saying it all over the place. And if you want somebody to understand your intention and your message and your vision, you have to understand how the cameras are working to be able to capture. So when you're this up close, if your eyes are doing that, nobody gets what your message is. We're doing a romantic comedy. Let's show them what they want. Never have I forgotten that lesson. Never have I said that I wanted to be a movie star like Harrison Ford, which pissed him off. I liked my style and he liked his. And together we went into the wilderness and had a blast. But we always have an opportunity to teach people. And I think one of the things that I've learned and gained from all of the experts and non-experts and messengers that I've had, we have gifts to give each other. The mistake is in the messenger. Allow people to teach. Allow ourselves to open up to the wisdom of others, and then you'll become me.
Ready to go.
Is it safe to fly?
It is with me.
Well, you're that good, huh?
I'm the best you've ever been with.
I'm not sure I trust your equipment.
We may be old, but we're sturdy. What kind of work do you do?
I'm an editor for a magazine called Dazzle.
10 ways to light his fire. You know how a woman gets a man excited?
How?
She shows up. That's it. We're guys. We're easy.
Two strangers on a flight to Tahiti are about to make an unscheduled stop.
Whoa! Can we reattach it somehow?
Oh, sure. We'll, like, glue it back on.
So how do we find them?
Well, we're gonna fly over the water and look out the window.
It's a boat. Hello? If you were half a pilot, we wouldn't be on this island!
I'm the best pilot you're ever gonna meet!
Ah, I've flown with you twice, you've crashed half the time!
Sometimes, I just want one damn thing to go right. The most romantic vacations.
I need you to be my confident captain.
That's my job. Are the ones you don't plan.
Don't worry! Winnie is going to take good care of your girlfriend.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, Noah!
I'm sorry.
You're kissing me?
No, for this.
Harrison Ford.
I really liked kissing you.
Anne Heche.
If I start, I'm not gonna be able to stop.
That's good.
Doesn't it?
David Schwimmer.
Do you want to stay here tonight?
No, I... You know, if we're... Holy...
6 days, 7 nights.
Some sort of creature has just swum up my pants.
That's bad.
Find adventure in the most remote place known to man.
Better not catch you smiling.
Yes, I'm on my way. I needed a friend, and the way I feel now, I guess I'll be with you till the end. Yes, I'm on my way. Mighty glad you stayed. Stuck on you, I've been a fool too long. I guess it's time for me to come home. Yes, I'm on my way. So hard to see that a woman like you can wait around for a man like me. Yes, I'm on my way. I'm mighty glad to stay. Them all the way.
You've been listening to The Jeremiah Show. I am Miles Zuniga from Fastball, and you can find me every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at facebook.com/MilesZunigaLovesYou. I do a live stream. I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Chobrani, and you are listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at HJLRestaurantAdvisors.com. Check out our website at TheJeremiahShow.com. We are on SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at TheJeremiahShow.com. Follow us on Instagram at The Real Jeremiah Show. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Communicate. Listen more. Evolve.
They were beautiful. The most beautiful sky has.